Federal officials say they are confident in the integrity of this week's election. No sign of votes lost or changed or compromised. But in Arizona, where they are still counting votes in tight races for governor and U.S. senator, there was a brief problem with vote counting machines in Maricopa County. And that set right-wing social media on fire, alleging fraud and incompetence. Let's talk about it now with Bill Gates. He chairs the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and he is a Republican. Mr. Gates, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So in your county on Tuesday, there was a delay in 60, 70 voting locations. What happened with the printers and the vote counting, I guess the tabulating machines in those places?
Yes, so what happened was some of our mini tabulators at the vote centers were rejecting some of the ballots. And so we very quickly focused on this. We didn't want this to impact the ability of people to vote on election day and have their votes counted. And what we were able to determine was actually that the printers that print the ballots out, the toner was too light of the timing marks on those ballots. The tabulator was not able to read them, and therefore they were rejecting the ballots. So once we determined that, we then changed the settings, and we were able to start making those vote centers, which did reach a high of 70 of our 223, to go back into a fully operational status.
Okay. And for the persons who voted before the problem was discovered, their votes are being counted just in a different way?
Yes. So for anyone that was not able to have the tabulator read their ballots, we then asked those individuals to place their ballot in what's called box three. The ballots that go into box three are kept secure all day, and then at the end of election day, bipartisan board, a Democrat and a Republican, transport those ballots to the central count facility where they are tabulated. And in fact, in the majority of Arizona counties, that is exclusively how they tabulate votes on election day, is at their central count facility.
As you know, Mr. Gates, there are some who claim this was purposeful election fraud. What's your response to that?
Unfortunately, here in Maricopa County, we've gotten very used to a lot of misinformation about elections ever since the 2020 election. And this is yet another example of misinformation. This was a technical challenge. This was in no way fraud. So to people who would say that, there's absolutely no basis for it. But I will tell you this, that the Board of Supervisors, which I chair, is absolutely committed to doing a deep dive to understand exactly what caused this issue and to make sure that it never happens again.
And we should note that you're a Republican and the board is a majority Republican Board of Supervisors. Can I ask if you or any others have been threatened personally as you're going through this?
Yes. Actually, ever since 2020, several members of the Board of Supervisors have experienced death threats, and I have experienced death threats here in the last week.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Can I turn to the vote counting? It continues in this critical county, Maricopa County, the largest in Arizona. How many votes are still left to count, and what votes are they? Are they votes that were dropped off before Tuesday?
So we have just around 400 to 410,000 ballots left to be counted and reported. 17,000 of those votes are votes that were put into the box three. So these are votes from election day that did not run through the tabulator but will be counted at central count. Mm-hmm. All the remaining ballots are early ballots that we have received at Maricopa County since Saturday. 290,000 of them are mail-in ballots that were dropped off at the vote centers.
For those who are anxious for the results, can you tell us briefly what the process is to verify and count these and make sure to get it right?
So for the mail-in ballots, the voter is required to sign an affidavit on the outside of the envelope stating that they, in fact, filled out the ballot. We first compare the signature on the outside of the envelope to the signature that we have on record with voter registration. Once it's been confirmed, We open up the envelope, and then the ballot is run through the process. And we processed about 129,000 early ballots just yesterday that are going to be ready to tabulate soon.
Okay. And I understand your county, you know, puts out daily results every evening. When do you think you'll be done?
I think based upon the fact that we received a record number of mail-in ballots dropped off on election day, 290,000, it's going to push back a little bit that completion of counting all these votes. I would say at this point, it looks like we'll probably release that early next week, that we would get to the very end. But I can assure you, people are working long shifts and they're working through the holiday tomorrow, Veterans Day, and of course the weekend.
Bill Gates is chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in Arizona. Mr. Gates, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.